Websites aren't the only option rural and regional businesses have to reach customers. Social media sites like Facebook can be very useful too. Scott Wright uses Facebook to keep people in touch with what's happening at his Glencoe Winery near Gleninnis.
Social media is pretty important. We've got a good little following on Facebook where people will post a photo or a story of what we've been doing and people love to hear about that.
Do you structure when you post and what you say? Do images get a better result for your example? You know, how do people respond and what do they respond to?
That's a great question. We're a small business, so there's only two of us work here. We've had a good look at people and they're very structured. So every week they do so many posts and it's structured in a very tight way and they follow a formula. And they don't seem to get a great result. Now, it's probably just due to the personality of myself and the lady who works for me that they're probably a bit random. So if we feel like this is a good picture or this is a good story, then we'll post it. And people react really well to that. So just by not giving people just boring information too much of the time, we get a great reaction when we put something up because they know that'll be interesting. If we were to post every second or third day, then people just sort of roll their eyes and get over it.
There's so much clutter on there. You've got to break through.
Oh, there's so much clutter. Yeah, we've found that hard. But we don't post unless there's something pretty interesting. And then people react really well. They love feel-good stories, people. So you put a nice photo or something funny, they just it just breaks it up and they just it's probably something nice. And they got their busy day and they look at it on their phone and they go, that's great. So and if you don't plague them with stuff and you say, look, this is a new wine, this is good, then they'll have a good look at it, I think. But if you bore them to death, they won't have a bar of it. Yep.
Scott Wright there, outlining his Facebook strategy. Alistair Rayner runs an ag consultancy and is a social media coach. He says posting photos and having a weekly plan goes a long way in promoting a business.
Facebook's one of the important marketing tools that we use in my business to promote what I do. You have to think really very carefully about what you want your Facebook page to be. So I want it to be a reflection of my business, which is a source of useful, relevant technical knowledge. And so I think very carefully about the posts that I use, and I use them to highlight exactly that image. So it's either to share some valuable, timely information, or it's to highlight, you know, a specific issue, or as I say, to showcase what I've been doing with producers each week.
What about photos versus a straight post, which is just text? How do people respond to that?
Well, we know that people respond to things, or they process things 66% faster by visual images than they do by reading a post. So to me, a good photograph, as I say, a picture tells 1,000 words, but people will process photographs much more quickly. And so I find that people respond to my pictures much more than if I was to just put a post there. So I try and complement everything with a photograph of what I've done or what I'm about to do and combine that occasionally with links to relevant information. So it's very much a focused, targeted approach.
And we've just had heard from Scott Wright from Wright Robinson Winery, who says, we don't post unless there's something interesting. That sounds very similar to your theory.
I think that that's really true. But the other important part of Facebook is to make sure that you continue to be in front of your customers so that you don't get forgotten about. So there are some really great analytics within Facebook to see when your customers are online. Your fans, some people call them, but the people who like your page, you can see when they're online, what demographics they are, and you can design your posts around targeting those people when they come online. So think about what you're actually about to do rather than not just say, well, I've got nothing interesting. You have to make things interesting.
How many posts a day? Should it be regulated at certain times?
I try to make every post really effective, so I only do one a day. But I have a defined strategy for my week and I try to stay consistently to that throughout the week. I think that if you post far too much, people will get overwhelmed. Or if you've put something really good there and then you put something that wasn't quite up to the mark later on and it pushes it down the column of people's timelines, it doesn't get the traffic it deserves. So you do need to think about it. I think once a day is fine. Just pick the right time of day for your particular clientele. Once you know that, you can start to tap into that. you probably also need to think about Facebook does allow you to do a little bit of paid advertising, so you can pay to promote a post. Every now and then I'll look for something and promote it just to make sure that I get enough traffic and it keeps coming up in people's pages. And that's part of my marketing program.
Alistair Rayner from Rayner Ag. But while using social media has its advantages, there's also a dark side to platforms such as Facebook. For all the good social media can do, it can also have an underbelly, as has been evident in recent weeks when addressing two major issues in the New South Wales Upper Hunter. Mike Pritchard has more.
The first of the ugly side of social media cropped up in the wake of the Planning Assessment Commission's recommendation the Drayton coal mine project not go ahead. It was a land use issue, mining versus farming. Angry mine workers, their friends, families and the business community took to Facebook to vent their frustration. Some threatened to barbecue horses and spread weed killer on the studs' pastures, and in a few cases threatened to harm individuals. Hunter Thoroughbred Breeders President Cameron Collins was able to brush aside the comments.
We tend not to take a lot of notice of that kind of thing. I think when people are upset, as they obviously are at this time, then they need to blow off some steam. So, you know, look, that's part of life. I don't think anyone has too many concerns about that. What we need to do now is understand that one of the industries has not benefited from this decision, and that the community needs to pull together at the moment and work out ways that we can continue to develop the region's economy without this mine.
The Hunter Police were forced to issue a warning over another issue. Police say they were disgusted by a post made on Facebook which included photographs taken of a local Muslim family. The anti-Islamic caption was reportedly attached to the pictures, including the claim, "Not welcome." Detective Inspector Tim Seymour says the administrators of social media pages can be held to account when hateful messages are posted.
Say to the greater community that police won't tolerate any vilification of people due to religious or racial backgrounds. It's just certainly unsatisfactory. All people are welcome, obviously, in our country, and for those people that seek to indulge in this sort of bullish behaviour on the social media, they need to have a good long hard look at themselves. There's not much in the way of any other language to describe it other than outrageous. Those people can find themselves subject to the sanctions of the law, most definitely. So I would urge all people to show restraint, to respect each other, and not indulge in such ridiculous behaviour.